The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth? It is justice. And there's nothing wrong with justice. It's a good. So why would God allow that in the law, in the Old Testament? Because he is refining people's spirits. Right? He's actually correcting faults. Because what's a typical response when someone does something wrong to us? "Oh yeah, you did that to me? This is what I'm going to do to you." Right? We want to one-up them. So God is saying, no. Just, I want you to be just people. But he's preparing the way for the coming of his Son. And what does our Lord say when he comes? God calls you not just to be good, he calls you to be perfect. So when someone wrongs you, I don't want you to seek justice. I want you to let it go. I don't want you to look for retaliation and revenge. Now, it's important that we understand this, though, because the way it comes across can lead us to wrong thinking. Our Lord says, offer no resistance to one who is evil. Now, that doesn't mean we're supposed to let people do whatever they want to us anytime, all the time. Right? God is not saying, I want you to all be victim souls. What he's saying is, because there are times where there's actually a moral obligation to correct a wrong. Right? If someone's going to destroy our family, or make us lose our jobs, right? Harm our well-being, we should put an end to that. But even when we put an end to that, we don't have to retaliate against that person. Mother Teresa is one who mastered this, and it's amazing how when we don't retaliate, people are so expecting it that it oftentimes leads to their conversion. I remember a very simple example. One time a man sees her picking up a homeless person off the street, and the person was literally dying, couldn't even get up off the ground. And this guy's walking by, and he's so disgusted by this that he spits on Mother Teresa. Now, Mother Teresa could have turned around and decked him, right? But that wouldn't have been just. She could have turned around and spit back at him. That would have been justice. She said, "That was for me. What do you have to offer for this poor person?" The man was converted instantaneously. He pulled out his wallet. I close with these words of Saint Jerome. He said, "The Lord, by doing away with retaliation, cuts off the beginnings of sin. He uproots sin in us. So the law corrected faults, but the gospel removes the occasion for them."